Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, as petrol prices surge in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and consumers fret over the cost of living, the Finance Ministry has revised its forecast for inflation this year from an initial 1.5% to 4%. The new forecast was announced during a House Commerce Committee hearing on rising prices and inflation. The Director of Economic Policy at the Ministry, Lucia Rodotu Moscu, told MPs that higher inflation will cost the state 25 million in increased cost of living allowance, while the hike in prices was creating difficulties in the implementation of the government's development program. Cyprus is depending on petrol for its electricity production, and fuel prices are on the rise internationally amid the uncertainty that will continue as long as the crisis in Ukraine rages. Moving on, annual vaccinations against COVID-19 are on the cards for the elderly, vulnerable and immunosuppressed as part of a return to normality, epidemiologist Mihalis Voniatis said on Tuesday. Speaking a day after the vaccination advisory body announced its recommendation for a fourth vaccination dose for those aged 70 and older and other vulnerable groups, Voniatis told Alpha TV the decision finds the Health Ministry's scientific advisors in complete agreement. "This decision helps us to further protect the specific groups," he said, as he confirmed officials are assessing the plan to return to normality. "Unless there is a serious setback," Voniatis said, "we will start treating coronavirus like Taipei flu. We must return to normality. We cannot continue with the same measures," he added. In other news, a school bus with about 30 pupils on board in Kiti was hollowed out as it was engulfed in flames early Tuesday morning. The vehicle was completely destroyed, but no injuries were sustained. But questions have been raised as to how the bus caught fire in such a spectacular manner when, according to a Transport Ministry announcement, the vehicle had passed an MOT check in August 2021. The ministry said the bus in question was indeed certified for use. Reports from the headmaster of the school indicate that the bus was known to be faulty for about a month. Elsewhere, with the loss of Russian and Ukrainian arrivals, Cyprus tourism is now operating with a worst-case scenario and will need to tap alternative markets and domestic custom to, at best, recover around one-third of what will be lost this year, Deputy Minister of Tourism Savvas Perdios said on Tuesday. Perdios, who was briefing the House Commerce Committee online, said everyone should forget about returning to the record 4 million arrivals seen in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Now it was a matter of trying to reach the number of visitors Cyprus saw in 2021, just below the 2 million mark. "No one knows how long the sanctions will last, and no one knows if the Russians will be able to travel because of the fall of their currency," Perdios said. "At least for this year, we are deleting 2019. We must focus on catching last year's numbers." Meanwhile, the price of meat is set to soar in the coming months, the head of the Butchers Association told the Cyprus Mail as he predicted that hard times are coming. "We've seen nothing yet. Habits will change. Cypriots who now eat on average 100 kilograms of meat a year simply won't be able to afford it. Wages will stay the same, but prices will surge," Kostas Livadiotis said on Tuesday. He said the shortages in key goods required within the sector, such as animal feed, will lead to a massive rise in costs for the producers. Livadiotis said producers simply won't be able to absorb the shock themselves and will be forced to pass part of it on to the consumer. And finally, an exhibition of the Greek Revolution of 1821 presented with Playmobil figurines and models will go on show at the Cultural Foundation of the Bank of Cyprus in Nicosia on March 23rd as part of the celebration to mark the 201st anniversary of the Greek uprising against Ottoman rule. Entitled 1821 differently, the Greek Revolution with figurines and dioramas of Playmobil, the exhibition is being organized in cooperation with the National History Museum of Greece and will remain open until September 4th. It features more than 25 small and large scenes and 86 historical personalities of 1821 made from Playmobil figurines and pieces. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. In the meantime, for more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.